You got it. Well, we're joined now by Billy F. Gibbons, the lead singer and guitarist for ZZ Top and the Grand Marshal for today's Ambetter Health 400 right here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Billy, no stranger to the NASCAR scene, having performed in pre-race concerts on multiple occasions and being a fan of the sport yourself. How much are you looking forward to kicking off with the most famous words in motorsports coming up in just a little bit?
Well, I've been working up a good intro. It'd be something along the lines of what you hear from ZZ Top. How does this start? Well, we'll do it that way.
You're active on many fronts these days. You just wrapped up your tour highlighting your latest solo effort, and you're about to hit the road again with ZZ Top for an extensive tour. North America, Australia, New Zealand, starting on March 5th. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes, we've got a nice run here stateside to kind of warm things up. And they said, you don't have to warm it up too much because you're going to go down to where it is warm, New Zealand and Australia right now. We forget the seasons kind of change. But it'll be great to get back down and make the rounds.
So we'll now open it up. Anybody with questions? We'll try to get a microphone. We've got time for just a couple. We'll start down here with Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net from Beaumont, Texas. So, you ever think if a guy from Southeast Texas would be, touring around the world and opening NASCAR races and doing all the stuff you did? And how has this kind of been a life, whirlwind life for you?
Jerry, good question. Being a good Texan as well. We're being looked at under the microscope. Texas is such a place of its own, and it's great to be part of just that background that gets to travel around the world and become global ambassadors, if you will. It's kind of cool.
Now, you are a hero to people in our part. Also, Al Caldwell told me to tell you hello. But I wanted to know, you're coming back to NASCAR. What brings you back here? Why we see you many times around?
Well, yeah, I think it's fair to say that the NASCAR crowd and the rock and roll crowd have a lot in common. As the old saying goes, and the ongoing saying, I should say, fast and loud work together quite nicely.
Cool. We'll go to the way back there and the way back with Blake.
Blake Smith, Cromwell Media. Billy, your last Grand Marshal 2009 at Texas. Sports changed a lot. Drivers have changed a lot. Do you have a favorite in the garage area these days?
We are going to walk the garage momentarily. Things have changed since our last foray into the NASCAR pit area. It's going to be an interesting afternoon. We'll just see how it shakes out. It's going to be fun.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll go up front here to Deb Williams.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Appreciate your time. The 32 Ford Coupe that was in the video, Sharp Dress Man, and she's got legs. Do you still have that, or where is that?
Still have it. It's on display currently at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. It makes a brief appearance in Los Angeles at the Peterson Auto Museum there. And I'm just waiting on the day where I get the car keys instead of those pretty girls in the video.
It's a beautiful car.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of museums, during your tour with ZZ Top, you're set to be honored at the Delta Blues Museum located legendary crossroads in Clarkdale, Mississippi in April. Understand you and the museum go way back. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, our association with the Delta Blues Museum, and you're right, it is standing proudly there in Clarksdale, Mississippi, just south of Memphis on the famous crossroads. And years back, we happened to stop by, and they were salvaging a piece of wood from the timbers of the cabin that Muddy Waters grew up in. And they said, gee whiz, they were going to haul this off. Why don't you take a souvenir? We brought it back to Memphis and let the guitar maker cut it up into pieces and turned it into an electric guitar, which was donated back to the museum called the Muddy Wood Guitar, and that pretty much kicked off the founding of the Delta Blues Museum. If you ever have a chance to stop by, it's a great spot.
Sounds cool. Really, really interesting, but we're looking forward to hearing you start the NASCAR race coming up here in just a little bit, and appreciate your time here in the Media Center. Billy F. Gibbons joining us here in the Media Center, and we'll hear from him in just a little bit out on the front stretch. Thank you, Billy.
Thank you very much. Drive fast.
Fantastic. Thank you.